WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Sienna Cruz here, bringing you another dose of Level Up Daily. Today we're diving into something super important. Creating healthy relationships with food and our bodies. Let's be real, in a world obsessed with the perfect image, this can feel like navigating a minefield, right? We're bombarded with messages telling us what to eat, how to look, and constantly comparing ourselves to others. It's exhausting. But guess what? You deserve a relationship with food that feels good, sustainable, and empowering, not restrictive or riddled with guilt. So buckle up, because we are about to unpack some serious truth bombs on how to ditch the diet mentality and cultivate a love yourself kind of vibe when it comes to your body and what you fuel it with. First things first, let's talk about shifting your mindset. You know that feeling when someone tells you something repeatedly enough? It starts to feel like the truth, even if it isn't. Well, those diet messages we've been hearing for years. They're often based on fear and restriction, not real health or well-being. So, let's challenge them. Instead of thinking about food as good or bad, try seeing it as nourishment fuel for your amazing body and mind. Think of it like this. Would you pour cheap, low-quality gas into a Ferrari? Probably not. Your body deserves the best, so treat it with respect and provide it with wholesome, delicious foods that make you feel good inside and out. Next up, let's talk about listening to your body's cues. Ever notice how sometimes you're ravenously hungry, while other times you barely have an appetite? That's your body talking. Pay attention to those signals when it's craving something, it might actually need it. Of course, we're not saying go on a binge eating spree every time you feel a twinge of hunger. But try to honor those natural desires and ask yourself, what does my body really need right now? Maybe it's a juicy piece of fruit, a handful of nuts, or even just a big glass of water. Now, let's get practical. How about we break free from that cycle of dieting and restriction? Dieting often leads to feeling deprived, then you end up binging, followed by guilt. It's a vicious cycle. Instead, focus on making sustainable changes that you can actually stick with long term. Try incorporating more whole foods into your diet, fruits, veggies, lean proteins, and healthy fats. They're packed with nutrients and flavor. Experiment with new recipes, explore different cuisines, and find what genuinely nourishes both your body and soul. Remember, food is meant to be enjoyed. Take time to savor each bite, appreciate the flavors, and connect with the experience of eating. Don't let your meals become a source of stress or anxiety. Instead, turn mealtime into a moment of pleasure and gratitude for the nourishment your body receives. And finally, let's talk about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when you slip up. We're all human, and perfection is impossible. When those negative thoughts creep in, remind yourself that you are worthy of love and acceptance, regardless of what you eat or how your body looks. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Okay, picture this. You're at a social gathering, surrounded by tempting treats. Instead of feeling pressure to restrict yourself or dive into unhealthy options out of guilt, you approach the table with confidence and intention. You choose a few pieces of fruit, a small portion of something savory, and maybe even indulge in a little bit of dessert because life is meant to be enjoyed. You're not depriving yourself, you're making conscious choices that nourish your body and fuel your well-being. You're listening to your body's cues, savoring each bite, and practicing self-compassion throughout the experience. You're radiating confidence and enjoying the moment, knowing that you're taking care of yourself in a healthy and sustainable way. So remember, creating a healthy relationship with food and your body is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by focusing on these key takeaways, shifting your mindset, listening to your body, making sustainable changes, enjoying food mindfully, and practicing self-compassion, you can cultivate a positive and empowering relationship with yourself that lasts a lifetime. Ready to level up? Take action today. Share this episode with a friend who could use some inspiration, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, and join the conversation on social media using #LevelUpDaily. We're in this together. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and a healthy, happy life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.